Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this 11th Sunday after Pentecost, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The epistle lesson appointed for the 11th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 17, through chapter 5, verse 2, as follows. This I say and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, due to the hardness of their heart. They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. That is not the way you learned Christ, assuming that you have heard about Him and were taught in Him, as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through the deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only such as it is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. This is the word of God. We now sing the hymn of the day, Today Your Mercy Calls Us. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to forgive when we have been accused, betrayed, criticized, or slandered by others, to become more like the Good Samaritan and the Father for his prodigal son. Finally, to become more like Jesus himself in his love, mercy, kindness, compassion, and forgiveness. And as we are encouraged to listen to the voice of Jesus, love each other as I have loved you. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the epistle lesson, St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 4, with special attention to verses 31 and 32 as follows. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, be kind and forgiving to each other. And yet if I were to ask you this morning, are we kind to each other? And do we forgive each other as God in Christ has forgiven you? And if we're honest with ourselves again this morning, the answer is no, not always. Unfortunately, because of our ego, pride, and a host of other reasons, we are not always kind to one another, and we certainly do not forgive one another as God has forgiven us through Jesus Christ. This is especially true when we have been hurt or wronged by others, accused or criticized by others, and especially when we have been attacked, betrayed, or slandered by others after we have put all of our faith and trust in them. And when it happens to us, it hurts us deeply. And then we have a real difficult time not loving them, being kind to them, or forgiving them as Christ has been to us with His kindness and forgiveness. This is especially true when it happens in our own family, when we have disagreements with our spouse, our children or grandchildren, with our parents or siblings, close friends and neighbors, and sometimes even with someone at church. As a matter of fact, when we have been hurt or wronged, accused or criticized, attacked, betrayed, or slandered, our first reaction is to fight back as hard as we possibly can. Let's be honest about that this morning. To take revenge, to get even with them, to strike back and retaliate, to do what they used to do in the Old Testament, the law of retaliation, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a hand for a hand, a foot for a foot. But not so today anymore. After Jesus came and began to teach them about love, mercy, kindness, compassion, and forgiveness. To obey the second table of the law, love your neighbor as yourself. To listen to the words of Jesus, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. To follow the example of Jesus, love each other as I have loved you. As a matter of fact, we read in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, verses 38 through 41, where Jesus says, "You have heard that it was said, eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if someone wants to sue you and take your tunic, let him also have your cloak. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you." In other words, to put away falsehood and to speak the truth with our neighbor, for we are members one of another. Now that is not easy to do, is it? No, it is not. It takes a lot of love and compassion, as well as commitment and determination. And that is precisely what St. Paul emphasizes in our text for today. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. And then he goes on to say, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. And it certainly begins with our own family, with our spouse, children, and grandchildren, and then with our parents and siblings, our friends and neighbors, including anyone else at church. And finally, with those who are on our enemy list, those who are constantly criticizing us with their accusations or slander. As a matter of fact, Jesus says in the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 6, verse 35, love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting anything back. To follow the example of the Good Samaritan, when he helped a stranger who had been robbed and almost beaten to death on his way down from Jerusalem to Jericho. Even though this man was a Jew and considered him his enemy, the Samaritan still loved him, took care of him, and did not expect to get anything back from him. That was also true of the prodigal son, who demanded his part of the inheritance from his father and left home. When his money ran out, so did his friends, who abandoned him. Suddenly he did not have a place to sleep or even enough food to eat. It was then that he finally came to his senses, as he went back home again and asked his father for his forgiveness, saying, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." And his father forgave him. He ran to him, embraced him, and kissed him. He did not send him away empty-handed or expect to get anything back from his son either. Instead, he had a great celebration for him as he loved him and took care of him. He said, "For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." And that is precisely what God the Father has also done for us, when he sent his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer and die on the cross in our place because of our own sinful behavior. Even though we were an enemy of God and we do not deserve or merit God's love for us because of our sins, He still loves us and forgives us through Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, Jesus never fought back. He never retaliated. He never took revenge. No, instead Jesus always turned the other cheek. Jesus went the extra mile. Jesus did not turn anyone away. And Jesus went all the way to the cross on Mount Calvary as He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Jesus even loved and forgave those who attacked Him, accused Him, hated Him, and shouted, saying, "Crucify Him! Crucify Him! Away with this man!" Jesus forgave especially those who cursed Him and made fun of Him at the foot of the cross, as He was suffering and dying for the sins of the world. He saved others, but He can't save Himself. Let Him come down from the cross, and we will believe in Him. The soldiers also came up and mocked Him, saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Even one of the criminals at the cross insulted Him, saying, "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself." And yet, how did Jesus respond to their mockery and insults? He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." That is what we are encouraged to do every time we also suffer betrayal, criticism, slander, and accusations, not only by strangers, but sometimes even by our own family, friends, and neighbors. The words of St. Paul again in our text for today: "Let all bitterness and wrath and clamor and slander be put away from you with all malices. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, as God in Christ forgave you." The words of St. Paul in his letter to the Colossians, chapter 3, verse 13. "Forbearing one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive." At the end of the day, to always follow the example of Jesus, as He did not fight back or retaliate, but instead forgave them with His love and compassion. Now what about us? Yes, what about you and me again? Are we kind to one another? And do we forgive one another as God in Christ has forgiven you? I hope so. I hope and pray that we may become more like the Good Samaritan, to become more like the Father for His prodigal Son. Finally, to become more like Jesus Himself in His love, mercy, kindness, compassion, and forgiveness. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through His Holy Spirit, as we are encouraged to be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven us. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day: "Today Your mercy calls us to wash away our sin. However great our trespass, whatever we have been, Your precious blood can wash us and make us clean today. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen." Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, as we forgive others when we have been accused, betrayed, criticized, or slandered by them, to become more like the Good Samaritan and the Father for His prodigal Son. Finally, to become more like Jesus Himself in His love, mercy, kindness, compassion, and forgiveness. And as we are encouraged to listen to the voice of Jesus, "Love each other as I have loved you." Amen. We now sing the next hymn, "Lord Jesus, Think on Me." Amen. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this 11th Sunday after Pentecost, as we are encouraged to follow the example of Jesus, love each other as I have loved you, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, My Faith Looks Up to Thee, Thou Lamb of Calvary. Amen.